Good morning. On the phone, we have with us this morning Yasmin Adams. She's part of the Bouncing Back program with WCA. And we're doing a project with Yasmin and KSTK on mental health. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning, Cindy. I'm happy to be on this morning.
And we're really happy to have you on with us as well. What is our topic for today?
Today, we're going to chat a little bit about the act of taking care of yourself the same way that you would take care of a friend or a family member, just in the ways that you care for yourself, talk to yourself, and think about yourself. One place that my mind always jumps to is cooking. Whenever there is a family or a friend that is going through a rough time, that's one thing that you always know you can do for them that's not overstepping and still giving them something that genuinely helps them get by day to day. And I think sometimes we forget about ourselves when it comes to that as well. Actually cooking nutritious, fulfilling meals to energize us and help our mental function as well.
I agree with that. I'm trying to think of the term, comfort food.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me what you think about comfort food and also maybe just the act of cooking itself, just going through those motions. Do you think that's part of self-care?
100%. The first place my mind jumps to when I think of comfort food is chicken and rice. That is a meal that my grandma would cook for me growing up. And now that I'm an adult living on my own, I call her and I'm like, hey, grandma, like, how did you used to make this growing up? And she'll tell me how I'll make it for myself. And that's a very regular meal for me, especially when it's a rough day or a rough week.
And is that because it connects you with someone that you love and someone who cared for you?
100%. It definitely reminds me of growing up and eating it with my grandma. Yeah.
So it brings back good memories and also that personal connection. And so
exactly.
when you're actually cooking, do you also, I know I do this sometimes when I'm just doing something simple like peeling potatoes, I'll think about doing that when I was a child with my mom and grandma. So sort of the act of preparing food itself is kind of soothing for me anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. I definitely helped my mom in the kitchen growing up. So things like you said, peeling and washing sweet potatoes, that was a big one for us, especially around holiday seasons. Do you have any comfort meals that you make for yourself?
You know, macaroni and cheese just kind of makes me feel just warm all over.
I feel like mac and cheese is one thing that I haven't mastered quite yet, but I definitely should. Another thing about care, just engaging in hobbies. I know personally for me, it's been a rough day. I go home and I kind of sit in that bad feeling and I kind of just let it consume me and let it make the rest of my day also bad. And sometimes I have to remind myself, if I were my friend, what would I tell myself to do? And it would be to get up and do something that I enjoy doing, rather than something small like playing with my cat or reading a good book. Or maybe I haven't been creative in a while and I get out a paintbrush and some canvases. But just really reminding ourselves and being our own motivator to say, hey, it was kind of a rough day. What can I do to turn this around for myself?
What would I tell a friend? That's a really good message. On our last conversation, we talked a lot about music and how it can really help your mood. What kind of song would you like to suggest for self-care?
Self by Cleo Soul. I think that would be a good one.
Okay, let's play that. Self by Cleo Soul.
Save me.
Some things about talk we can talk about, like talking to ourselves. When I think about talking to myself positively, I kind of think about it as reminding myself of what I'm capable of and my strength and my own worthiness and resistance. And that also looks a little bit like reflection too. Like, I can do this. Let me reflect on what I've done in the past to get over these hurdles, and I will come out on the other side. And just being more positive about the way that you talk about yourself and to yourself.
That's a really good tip. Do you have an idea about how you turn that around? Let's say somebody's, as you said earlier, just has had a really tough day or a tough week, and, you know, something terrible has happened, and you're just really having a hard time getting out of it. How do you mentally snap to reminding yourself of your successes and that things are going to be better?
For me, it's been one of those things where I just catch it. Like, it's going to happen. You will fall into those habits of thinking negatively about yourself. And it's just a matter of when you're in that moment being like, oh, it's happening right now. I'm catching it. I'm realizing it. Let me think about it and what I can do differently. And that's a lot easier said than done, especially when it's a habit that's so ingrained in yourself.
Just recognizing it can be challenging.
Yeah. It makes me think of mindfulness, practicing mindfulness.
Yeah.
Being present, kind of breathing techniques. That's one thing that I enjoy practicing in my everyday life. It kind of helps me slow down a little bit.
Any other tips and topics under the talk category?
Just really practicing mindfulness, catching it when you can, and changing it around. I can, I will, and I am.
What's a good song to listen to remind yourself to talk kindly to yourself?
Good Vibrations by Nectar Wood.
Got good vibrations when we share. good vibrations, baby, all the way home. Give me good vibrations. Give me good vibrations.
And I think talk really ties into think pretty well. Just having those same thoughts of, like, why would you say something to or about yourself that you wouldn't say to a friend standing in front of you? Like, why would you tell yourself, you're not going to be able to do that, you can never do that, why are you trying, why are you even attempting? When you would never say that to a friend of yours, you would be encouraging to them, you would be uplifting, maybe you'd even help them. Like, how can I help you achieve this goal of yours? And so just being more, like, mindful, like I said earlier, mindful again, about how you're interacting with yourself, because I think sometimes I get overlooked as, oh, I'm just a negative person, or, oh, I'm just pessimistic, and that's just how I am, when it can really be detrimental to you achieving those goals that you want to achieve.
Is that kind of like self-respect? Is that even the right word?
It's kind of like practicing radical self-acceptance. It's like acknowledging the thoughts, acknowledging the feelings, accepting them, and then what can you do with that?
That's great. Self-acceptance. That's a much better way to think about it.
Accepting yourself where you're at in life, exactly how you are, which is, again, easier said than done. But just because it's not easy doesn't mean you shouldn't try to do it, I feel.
Yeah, we can do the challenging things. Yasmin, what's a good song that encapsulates this idea about how we think about ourselves?
I think I want to do Life Will Be by Cleo Soules.
Okay, here we go. Life Will Be by Cleo Soules.
Just you believe in
So Yasmin, do you have any closing points for our listeners?
Just some ideas of things you can do either this week or this upcoming month to kind of turn things around for you if you're struggling. Try things like moving your body, releasing endorphins, something as small as that. Remind yourself to take breaks so you can avoid burnout and improve your concentration. And also connect with your loved ones. Don't always wait for the invite. Sometimes you have to make the invite. Also, just want to remind everyone of the golf tournament happening May 31st and June 1st. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be club and cart rentals, a driving range, snacks and beverages available. A pro shop starting at 9 a.m. and the tournament starts at 10, both days, May 31st and June 1st.
All right. Well, thanks for that reminder. I know it feels good to get outside and breathe some fresh air and do a little exercising. So that's always good for physical and mental health. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Yes, very excited to keep sharing and keep having conversations.
That was Yasmin Adams, part of the WCA Bouncing Back team, talking about ways that we can improve our own mental health. I'm Cindy Sweat. Thanks so much for joining us. Bouncing Back is made possible with support from WCA. This episode was produced by Yasmin Adams and Cindy Sweat in the studios of KSTK in Wrangell, Alaska.
What?